My name is Cormac O'Corey. I'm from Forbo in South Connemara. It's on the coast between Barron and Spittal. I'm a school teacher and a historian. Coming towards Easter Sunday, contradictory orders arrive from Dublin, with some orders telling people to rebel and others attempting to cancel the rebellion. Okay, and then essentially what had happened was that O'McNeill, who was the nominal head of the Irish Volunteers, found out that the Irish Republican Brotherhood intended to rebel and had used and tricked his organisation towards a rebellion, and he attempted to cancel that rebellion. So all over the country there was total confusion. Some areas didn't receive either set of orders. Okay, now essentially what happened then was that people from Connemara, some of them attempted to travel into East Galway to find out what had happened. So Colm Maguire, for example, is arrested. He's a Rasmuc man. He's arrested and serves a prison term, attempting to travel out of the area to find out what had happened. In Leenane, Peter MacDonnell travels up towards Newport to find out, are they any the wiser? And they haven't a clue what's going on either. Micheál O'Drinan, Michael Thornton, a school teacher in Forbo, he was arrested in Galway City, attempting to find out what's happening in east of the city, because there's rumours afoot that the Germans have landed, that there's rebellions in various areas and that kind of thing. Páirc Amhail, later a Sinn Féin TD, he's arrested. So, you know, for many people in Connemara, they actually don't see many action. And then other people saw action almost by accident, in the sense of that labourers, probably agricultural, seasonal, travelling labourers from Connemara, take part in the rebellion in East Galway, just on the basis that they happened to have been in the area at the time. And of course, there was also Connemara people on the other side. You know, if we move towards Dublin, you see, we'll say, Peter Folan, who was a policeman, but with nationalist or Republican sympathies. He happens to be in Dublin Castle, where the first incident of the Rising takes place. And the first Republican casualty, Sean Connolly from the Irish Citizen Army, used to take part in Irish language plays in Spittal, for example. You also have Frank King, an RIC man from the Uachtaráin area, who was involved in the arrest of the Kents in Cork, which leads to the death of several members of the Kent family and of a member of the RIC, the Royal Irish Constabulary. Another person who was arrested was Croher O'Leary, a medical student from the Spittal area. The university in Galway had a reputation for being Republican. And finally, it's important as well to recognise the role of women. For example, Katie Kelly from Cashel takes part in the Rising in Dublin, where women played a role in dangerous work such as carrying dispatches and the like between various rebel posts. Some of them were involved in medical treatment, providing medical treatment to wounded rebels and the like. So leading off from there, in the days and the weeks and the months after the Rising, there's a kind of a national roundup. Now, a number of Connemara people are arrested and imprisoned either in British jails, or more commonly in Frangach, which is an internment camp in Wales. So amongst those, you would have had in Frangach or Páirc Amhail, who allegedly escaped dressed with the help of a local woman. You would have had Brian Joyce from the Aran Islands, who was involved, who fought in the Rising in Dublin. Micheál O'Moylan was a trade unionist from the Aran Islands. Colm O'Guire, another person who was interned, was a fellow called Grealish from the Canton and Nillon area of Connemara, which is the islands just west of Carrow. Now again, some boatmen were arrested in the aftermath of the Rising, and the suspicion that they must have been, because they were out in the sea, they must have been assisting the Germans or trying to assist the Germans in some way. Micheál O'Drinan from Spittal was sent to Frangach, the internment camp as well, where he would have engaged in Irish language classes, you know, teaching either native speakers how to read the language who didn't know it, or helping learners learn the language. And of course, Mark McDonough, who's from Mycullen, he spent the Rising actually in jail in Dublin, because just before the Rising, himself and a group of men, volunteers from Mycullen, had marched to a recruiting meeting, completely disrupting it, and he received a 3-month jail sentence because of it. So, you know, although the fighting happens in other parts of Galway and in Dublin and in Ashburn, it's important to remember that, like all aspects of history, that they're relevant to every part of the country. Like, there's a connection on both sides of the Rising from each part of the country, but also as well that it would have impacted on those who learned about it from afar. So, for example, one volunteer from Leenane, one later Irish volunteer, said that the first sense of awakening that occurred to him happened on Easter Monday, 1916, when he learned of the news in Dublin.